In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. For our purposes this week, brothers and sisters, the important take-home from this long passage full of many parables and discussions about the second coming of the Son of Man. The most important part is at the very end. There's a lot to talk about, or that I could talk about. There's the parable of the 10 virgins. We could spend days talking about that. We could talk about how the Lord spoke about how the coming of the Son of Man would be in the days of Noah, when men were eating and drinking and being given in marriage, and the flood came. We could talk about the parable of the talents. And we could talk about the Last Judgment parable. But really, all of these things have one theme, and that is to watch. That is to be ready in the parable of the 10 virgins. It's filling their lamps with oil, the Holy Spirit. In the parable of the talents, it is to use those talents wisely. When the Lord speaks about judgment, he says to watch, because we know not when the Son of Man will come. And this is put in stark relief when we read the last part of the gospel today. It came to pass, when Jesus finished saying all these things, in other words, all these parables about the judgment, all this about watching and being ready and working and being alert, after he finished all these sayings, he said to his disciples, You know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. So the context of his speaking about the judgment was he was about to be crucified. His disciples, although they should have been aware, in hindsight they knew they should have been aware, they didn't know what was going to happen. The Lord had told them many times, but they did not hear, not with ears to hear. They heard, but did not understand. So we are hearing these things, and do we understand? What matters in life? What matters in life is to be with God, to become like God. I always think in this context about watching and about what really matters in life, in a portion of the life of St. Mary, which basically is just sort of parenthetical, not important to most people, but I always see importance in very small things. When Mary meets Zosimus, she asks him, how is the emperor and how is the empire? Are things good and peaceful? And I always think at this moment, the emperor doesn't know anything about Mary of Egypt, and most in the empire are leading heedless lives without purpose. And yet a miracle is happening. Someone who's been 47 years in the desert and is more like an angel than like a woman in the flesh is meeting a great saint, and we have her story preserved. So an absolutely incredible, cataclysmic thing was happening, and the whole world was unaware, because they were just living their life. They were getting married, and they were eating and drinking, and they were doing whatever they were doing. And we better not be just doing whatever we do. We better be living according to purpose. That's what this gospel is teaching, this whole composite gospel, which we read in several different parts of the year, because each of these main stories is actually, I think, always a Sunday gospel. So we have to be ready. We have to have purpose. Now, I think the only way we can be ready and have purpose is to cultivate this readiness. If we don't live with this intensity, then we forget. It's easy to forget. So we must watch. We must pray with attention, not just rattling off our prayers, but going into our closet and praying with tears. And if you don't have tears, then praying with as much fervor as you are capable of praying. We must know that our neighbor is always the opportunity for us to show love for God. We show love for our neighbor, and then we show love for God in doing that. It's important for you during this period of time, this Holy Week, to be reading the Gospels. You should try to get through them all until the last half of St. John or so, because it puts everything in context, what our purpose in life is and what life is about. Because when you go outside and you go to work and you go do whatever you do, most of what happens in the world is meaningless and without purpose. For those five virgins that didn't have oil, what they did was meaningless, even though they were virgins, which is considered to be a salutary thing. But they didn't have the oil of the Holy Spirit in their lamps because they had not gathered that oil by loving their neighbor. The ones who were surprised at the judgment when they said, "When did we see you hungry or thirsty or sick or in prison or naked?" Those people missed their opportunities. We have to make sure that we don't miss our opportunities. A good life does not miss opportunities. A typical life misses most opportunities. And you don't even know that you miss them. Perhaps you have regrets in your life and you say, "That's where I made a mistake." Okay. But for the most part, the opportunities that you miss to be kind to someone, to entertain an angel unawares, to pray with attention so that the Holy Spirit would visit you and heal you, those opportunities, you're not aware of those ones that you missed. So let's live life with attention, with fervor, with intensity. The Lord was giving all of this incredible preaching, this beautiful preaching, and 2 days later he was going to be crucified. And nobody knew it. What's going to happen to us in 2 days? We don't know. So may God help us to have this intensity to watch and to love our neighbor and to learn to love God. Because for us, the judgment will be coming very soon. Perhaps the judgment is in 1,000 years when Christ comes on the clouds. Perhaps in a day, perhaps in a decade. But when we die, that's the judgment for us. So people will be eating and drinking, and then comes the judgment for us. So may God help us to keep all this in context and to be focused on what's really important in life, to gather the Holy Spirit by loving our neighbor, by watching. God bless us and help us.